Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 11.
Holy moly, 111.
Oh, so you're light years away from 11.
Well, our self-image says that, you know, we're at 111.
All right, I'll take it.
And 11 means perfect timing.
I like that too. Thank you for tuning in to The Vibe You're In. Hit the subscribe button so you do not miss another episode.
Hit that button.
If you love what you have been listening to and know someone who would love it, share our show.
Yes, yes, y'all.
We can be found on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
iHeartRadio,
Audible,
Google Podcasts, and many others. We are everywhere, man. Special thanks to all the listeners who have liked, subscribed, and have reviewed our show. We much appreciate your love.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Special thanks to today's sponsor, a good friend of the show and a listener,
very good friend,
loan officer at Cross Country Mortgage, Pilar Navarro Darig. Thank you, Pili, as we call her, for sponsoring our show. Pilar has been a licensed loan officer since 2003, licensed in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Pilar has a deep passion for helping first-time homebuyers achieve their dream of homeownership and
helping existing homeowners save money monthly.
Michael, tell us how we can reach Pilar, loan originator extraordinaire.
Well, first, she can be reached at 978-360-9677 and or at her email, pilardarig@myccmortgage.com. That's pilardarig@myccmortgage.com. Pilar Darig.
Pilar's sponsorship helps us sound amazing with the mastery of our super producer engineer,
Short Fuse. Thank you, Pilar.
Today we have a special guest. I wouldn't call him a special guest. He's actually family. Y'all.
He is.
It's Mr. BP himself. Billy Pozo.
I'm here for the drinks.
That's a good thing, man. We're glad you're here. Billy was apparently walking by Froggies for some reason.
Yeah, and he walks up and down.
Ended up in our roof. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's too funny, man. Today's topic. Do we dive right into it? Oh, wait a minute.
What? You forgot two weeks in a row. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we should switch to coffee.
Well, no, I have plenty of it during the day. So for today, we're going to do something different. We're going to go back to something we all love, which is vodka.
Vodka.
Is that how it's said in the Russian language?
I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing and get in trouble. Like, sometimes we can.
Yeah, that's fine.
But people, the way we love it is understand it.
On ice, chilled.
Chilled.
It takes a good sip. Kettle One Vodka. It says family made at the Nolet Distillery. Pretty good stuff.
It is.
I like it.
It happens to be my favorite.
I'm having it straight. So I know Billy's having some drinks too here. So you know what? Cheers to Billy. Cheers to Kettle One.
Cheers to that.
Yes. So what was discussed at the latest focus group?
The focus group was awesome. Shout out to the focus group. It was awesome.
It was.
And we appreciate them 100%.
Yeah, there was a lot of conversation, which was great.
It's great because the topic is consistency. Shout out to the focus group. Great, great focus group.
I love it.
A lot of good conversation.
It is. And you may think that we're saying the same thing over and over, week in and week out, but these are success principles. They intertwine.
Absolutely.
So you talk about consistency, you talk about persistence, you talk about being constant. I mean, it's all the same thing, but it's not.
And I think that for folks who listen, who are business owners, they clearly understand when we serve others, they're looking for the consistency, that element of yourself that gets them to where they want to be. And so that's so key.
This is true. Maria, let's start with this. Marie Forleo says, success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently, which is exactly what we're going to dive into. We have to be consistent.
I agree.
Consistent in marketing, consistent in the way we brand ourselves, the consistent just showing up on a daily basis, saying, I'm here, I'm not going away, I've persisted, I've made it through the hurdles, I've jumped over the obstacles, and now if I want to stay here, I have to be consistent. We have to show up.
And it's not showing up like you just showed up. Hey, I'm here. Your body's there. It's showing up. It's like you are ready. You're going to do the things that you've been doing all along and doing them right. Not just saying, I'm just going to show up and my body in this place will be sufficient. No, right. It's your mind. It's being dedicated to what you are doing and being consistent at it. And people are watching. So they're going to notice when you're not consistent.
This is the truth. Now, today in the focus group, Ms. Donna Mahoney made a great point. Because we were talking about businesses that pop up, or small businesses, or even us, we're independent contractors, and we get out there and we think that everything's going to be done for us, when actually we are our own individual brands. So we have to be consistent with what our brand is.
Sure.
And sometimes we bump into obstacles. Sometimes we bump into bumps in the road. And that's when people get scared and walk away and they lose their consistency. So she made a great point that that's what people tend to do. Instead of saying, you know what? No, I'm going to get up. I'm going to show up the next day and the next day and the next day and be consistent. But be consistent with your brand, with your message. Be consistent with what you're trying to portray or what you want people to understand about you, what you have to offer. What is your value? Once you lose a little bit of that consistency, people start to say, well, he's kind of wavering, or maybe they don't see you for a couple of days.
They notice it immediately.
Right. And so you're not there every day, like, say, you know, the Coca-Cola brand.
Oh, that's a good example.
That's been around since the 1800s.
That is consistent as anything.
Have they ever stopped, you know,
no.
advertising?
No.
Never.
No. They tweak a little bit of what they do, and the message kind of clearly stays the same. It may look different a little bit.
Yeah, but the logo stays the same.
The logo stays the same.
Consistency is still there. You know exactly what their what their jingle is. You know what they're about. And they're not paying us to say this stuff, by the way. We should call them up. They owe us a check. But you know what I'm saying, though. Right?
Well, that's good thinking.
It's just, it's constant coming at you. So this is what we're trying to get across, that if you're going to be, we're going to get into it a little later, that it's not just about business. This is everyday life.
Sure.
In your everyday life, you want to be the best dad. You want to be the best mom. You want to be whatever it is that you want to be. You have to be consistent at it. Even if you're working out, we're going to get into that. But right now we're talking about you as an independent contractor or a small business or somebody that's just trying to start up. If once you hit the go button, I'm in this, you have to stay consistent if you want to be relevant.
Absolutely. And I find that the biggest issue with small businesses, we have a deep passion for small business owners and folks that are starting businesses, because one of the key elements is they don't prepare for the ebbs and flows of what can happen. And so go back to what your thought was. What did it look like? What did you want it to look like to others? And be consistent on that, pursuing that motion, that thought in your process to say, this is exactly what I envisioned, and this is exactly what I'm going to keep doing. So regardless of where that drop is or up or whatever happens in your business, just keep at it, because it's inside of you. You have to keep going.
We've talked about this before. If you've had the courage to even get that far, well, it's going to take more courage to continue.
Absolutely.
Because you woke up one day and said, I have this great idea. And then you had the courage to take the idea to that level where now you presented it to the world. And now the world's looking at you. And now you have to have more courage to continue, to keep showing up every day. And sometimes, you know what? You and I sit here week after week now, because this is our 111th episode.
Yes,
and
I am there.
You know, like, do we have to do this again.
Do we have 111 bottles?
You know, that would be, it would probably be a crime if we had 111 bottles.
Well, you said if we go that far, then we would have a liquor store.
We did.
Billy, how many bottles do we have?
It's close.
There you go, see? Billy understands the bar that we're creating here.
Right. So if you get to that point, you had the great idea. Mm-hmm. That means that you persisted enough to break through the barriers and you had the courage, you stood there. So we have some quotes here, and they're from the amazing quote master of the world, Mr. or Miss Unknown. And the first one is, if you are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it.
That's so true.
And that is from Unknown.
Unknown. Thank you, unknown. Isn't that funny when you find one of these quotes and someone says, I found this quote, but I don't know who said it.
Did it.
I've always been fascinated by the unknown.
Unknown is the cousin of anonymous.
Anonymous. There you go.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you go back to that quote, I find that persistence and consistency, it intertwines.
It does.
You're persistent on what you want to achieve. And when you're in that, you have to be consistent on how you get there.
Right. You have to keep going.
One helps the other.
You have to keep going.
Yes.
And the other thing I want to bring up quickly, that once you're in there and you're doing it and you're doing your thing and you're in your flow and you're being consistent, and we talked about ebbs and flows, mm-hmm. and we talked about dips, and we talk about bumps in the road. One of those could be that you find that a copycat comes up and starts doing the thing that you thought of.
Right.
There's unoriginal people out there.
That's fine.
They're going to try to copy you. You ever notice one pharmacy pops up in your neighborhood and then the opposing pharmacy pops up across the street?
That's a whole dynamic on these pharmacies.
And that's, and it could be a fast food restaurant. Then the next one pops up right mm-hmm. next to it. But sometimes it's an idea, like you thought of something and you're working on it, and all of a sudden there's a copycat that pops up. It's an unoriginal person. Don't waste your time on stuff like that. You have to stay consistent. Take your energy and all your focus and keep it on you. Never mind the copycat, because you know what's going to happen. You're going to stay consistent and you're going to go leaps and bounds by being consistent because you're constantly working on your craft while the copycat is trying to keep up. And they're trying to keep up to what you're doing, and they can't because they're unoriginal. There's someone that hasn't taken the time to think for themselves.
Sure.
Again, no one's better than anybody else, but if you're not being original, then you're being a copycat. That means you're taking the lazy approach of saying, you know what, I'm going to do what they do because they're making money, so I'm going to try to do it myself. So the person that is doing it, I want you to stay focused on your thing and your thing only, and that's the way you're going to get to the next level and the next level and the next level.
Yeah, if you think of it, the copycat, this individual, this group, or whoever they may be, if you start worrying about them, that word worry is the worst issue. That's really what gets down on it. It's the negative part that you're worrying about. Oh, what's that copycat doing? Are they doing the same thing? How are they doing? No, focus on what you're doing.
Right.
Because you already have the idea. Exactly. It's just the energy that you don't want inside of you, because then that will limit your consistency of what you're trying to accomplish.
And Oscar Wilde said, consistency is the last refuge of the unimaginative.
Can you say that again?
Consistency is the last refuge of the unimaginative. That means they said, you know what? I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to copy this guy. Because that seems the route to take. But it's funny because even those people, right? It's as crazy as it sounds. Mm-hmm. Even those people, if they're consistent, they're going to get through.
They are.
Because they're going to get through with persistence. And then with the consistency, they're going to stay top of mind, front of mind, with other people.
That's why those principles are so important. I mean, think of it. If you are watching this copycat or whatever is happening around you and you see some success, well, they focused on themselves. They really did. I mean, they may have gotten an idea of what's being done right. and how to get there, but they probably use the same principles that we've been talking.
Right. So they didn't. These are people that aren't just looking over their shoulder to see constantly what
right.
you're doing.
That's the fear
but
factor.
Somehow they found their own niche within your niche. So that's another factor of that. And said, you know what? I'm just going to be consistent with this. Now, I just want to say and clarify, because we just said two things that seem like they're contradicting each other.
Okay.
But if you are already a creative person, you find yourself daily working on yourself, just giving yourself that time to grow and grow and grow, you're going to be light years ahead of just about everybody else.
To clarify, creative, because the word creative in many circumstances in people's mind is that they have to have a talent to sing or a talent to draw or a talent to write. Chime in on that a little bit so they understand that it's really something that's much more than the word implies.
So what we're doing when we're being creative is we're opening ourselves up to that special energy that we all have mm-hmm. and that we can, ideas come and flow to and through us easily. We open ourselves up to it. And then there's people that don't understand that they have that available to them. So they shut that power out. Mm-hmm. So they're unable to be as creative, even though they have it inside them. They haven't opened the door for that creativity to flow through them.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense to me. Thank you, Michael.
Before we get too far, I wanted to say something else about Oscar Wilde. Did you see that, you know Banksy?
No, what is that?
He's an artist.
Okay.
An amazing artist.
A recent artist.
Yeah, you have to, well, he's been around for a little while, but right. He does these murals that are lifelike, like the shadows and all that. And he's kind of like Zorro. He comes in the middle of the night and then the things appear.
He's like
next
graffiti.
Day,
like a graffiti.
Like graffiti.
Oh,
right.
That's cool.
But it's not graffiti like you think of it.
I mean, I probably have seen it.
I'm pretty sure.
But
you
I
have.
Don't know it's him or
yeah, I'm pretty
her.
Sure
is
you
it,
have.
It's, at a,
it's a guy.
Okay.
And he does, it's more or less like black, white, grays.
I
like you know,
that.
Like, and it's real, it's mm-hmm. like lifelike.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been noticing, but there's been more murals pop up in Massachusetts.
Yeah. It might
I
be
know,
Banksy.
Yeah, it could be. Salem is a bunch of Salem, Mass.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested, it's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, Oscar Wilde was sent to jail.
Okay.
At some time. And he was sent to jail because of his sexual preference.
All right.
So he was put in this jail and Banksy snuck up, I don't know how he did it, but he scaled the wall of the prison and he put Oscar Wilde hanging down with paper. And then the paper was, he used the typewriter as a weight. So the paper was coming out of the typewriter and coming over the wall of the prison. We don't even know how he got up there.
Wow.
They don't show that part. But it's you have to Google that. It's amazing.
That's interesting.
I'm into art.
Thanks for sharing
like,
that,
I like,
man.
I like stuff like that. So yeah, I just thought it was amazing.
I like graffiti, so I think we all do. I think we all grew up with it.
Yeah.
And hip-hop. Hip-hop yeah. and graffiti.
Vandals?
No. Well, yeah, we did. But I don't...
You don't condone it?
Well, no, I think people are realizing that it is an art form.
Yeah.
And some municipalities are, you know, they're connecting with it in some degree so that people... have that art form, have that, you know, voice to
right.
be able to bring their dream and their thoughts on the side of a building.
Yeah, it gets tricky.
I know.
Because there's a time and place for everything, but then you realize, especially as a real estate agent, that, you know, maybe vinyl siding
work.
Is not the place for your
yeah.
artwork. You know
no,
what I mean?
No,
that's,
I don't.
So it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, I think there'll be a problem with the closing. So, well, you said you wanted to say something about Oscar Wilde, a quote that resonates.
That will not pass FHA.
He did not say that. Oh, my Lord. That's too funny. I know something that's consistent. Billy's laugh.
It is.
There you go. See, I told you. It's consistent. Whenever you hear that laugh, you know it's BP, Billy Pozzo.
Billy Pozzo.
Realtor
from
extraordinaire
Billy's.
From Thursday Billy. Yeah, we talked about that. Last podcast,
yeah.
Billy was the catalyst
of Thursday Billy's.
Or yeah, exactly.
He was consistent.
He was consistent.
He
was
would
consistent.
Show up every
he would
Thursday.
Show up every Thursday,
and he
was
would...
there for the drinks.
You know, it's funny. I mean, he was consistent.
He was.
He brought some elements to the table. We would talk, and we would, you know, come up with ideas and just throw them on the wall, and he would be like, "Hey, what? Wait a minute. What about if you do it this way?"
Yeah.
So. We
yeah,
thank him for that.
Billy's very creative.
Absolutely.
And if you want to be taken seriously, be consistent. Another one from our quote master, Unknown.
Thank you, Unknown.
Listen, we got into this morning on the focus group while we were there
mm-hmm.
on the value of being consistent. And Unknown also said, lack of consistency can bring a lack of interest.
Lack of consistency?
Yep.
Can bring?
A lack of interest.
Well, that's true.
So what happens is, if you're not consistent, if you're not showing up every day, for example, we were talking about using social media, which is huge
mm-hmm.
in today's world,
mm-hmm.
and or even your website. And people go to visit you on your website or they check your social media because that's what people do nowadays. They Google you right away.
Right.
As soon as they hear your name, somebody's Googling you to see what you're about.
Oh, I know that.
If
All
they
well.
Find your social media, if they find your website and they see that your last post was from a year and a half ago, or even from a few months ago. Say you're in the season, it's St. Paddy's Day, and your last post was Thanksgiving. They're going to be like... Yeah.
Especially if you're a business owner.
Yeah, they're gonna say, this guy is not interested. Why
right.
should I be interested?
Right.
Or they're going to say, this guy is really not into his business. Or this girl is just not someone I want to, you know, be with because they're not current.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be current. That's what consistency implies.
I think that... in our business, and I think the folks that are listening, we rely a lot on each other to create a common goal, particularly to serve our clients. And we find, I personally find, I don't know if Michael feels the same way, you know, you go through the motions of using or communicating ideas or things that you need to accomplish for a client, and everything seems to be going well. You know the consistency of this person's service, and all of a sudden they get what I called complacent.
Yes.
Lazy. Mm. And that changes everything. And so guess what? When that happens, if you're a business owner listening, people notice that.
Oh, they do.
And that has a massive negative effect on what you're trying to do, or what you've worked on for so many years to be consistent so that you are successful.
This is true.
Yeah. So,
and it's because there's so many other options.
Why especially now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Google, it's a Google search away.
Yeah.
Why would you risk that? You know what I mean? To make a sincere attempt at ramping up your personal business and brand, you must commit to the process. This is what it's about. You have to commit to the process. You want to change from being mediocre to above average. You have to be consistent and show up every day and add something of value. And the only way to do that is be on top of your game.
You know what I don't like when people say the real estate game?
The real estate game.
Yeah, I want to get into the real estate game.
Is that like Monopoly?
I have no idea, but I just want to let everybody know it's a pet peeve of mine. Don't say it. That's not a game. You're dealing with people's emotions.
Really?
Absolutely.
What if I told you life was a game?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
It's one big video game.
I know. I know what you're going. I know which rabbit hole you're going into.
It's one big video.
You want me to ask you reality. What you feel?
No, I don't. That's fine. But the real estate game, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, buying and selling, it's an emotional thing.
Sure.
You know, especially when you're doing it at the same time.
And we're the responsible party to those things.
No, you are.
Yeah. We got serious there. Wow. I don't know. It's just something that came up in my mind.
Okay.
But.
Tony Robbins.
Let's go.
For changes to be of any true value, they've got to be lasting and consistent. So you see the theme here?
Mm-hmm.
You have to consistently show up. It has to be not just a constant, but a consistent thing. Something that you're getting up with a passion to do. And we talked about how the Coca-Cola bottles, they haven't changed in...
No.
How many years is that? I can't do the math.
I don't know. What is it? 1800s when they started business?
1886.
Wow, that's... Shoot.
So, I mean, and they haven't... They're just constantly hitting you in the head with the Coke bottle.
It's crazy. Well, that's branding. That's consistency in their brand and trust in their brand.
That's right.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do. It's the restaurant
of the week. And for today's restaurant, we have a place called Barrio, located in Haverhill, Massachusetts. It is housed in the new complex at Harbor Place.
Yes, with the beautiful view of the Merrimack River.
Yes. I love their slogan, tacos, tequila, and whiskey. Billy, do you love tacos, tequila, and whiskey?
Yeah, I love tacos and tequila.
Yeah, I like that. So Barrio has 11 locations, one or two here locally in Haverhill and Portsmouth. They're actually out of the Ohio area. Michael, what did you think about the place?
I thought it was great. I had the camarone agrietado, which is like a sour shrimp. I don't know if that's a translation, but mm-hmm. I think I'm somewhere close to what it would be. But the jalapeno lime in the shrimp is what it gives it that agrietado.
That sounds good.
And it comes with cilantro rice, some slaw, and the crack sauce made it that much better.
The crack sauce. And so for me, aside from the delicious food, it was the decor. They have murals around, and it's themed to honor Los Días de los Muertos.
The Day of the Dead.
And aside from that, what's interesting is that the menu is something that you can kind of create your own tacos. Isn't that cool? It's almost like a fast food type of thing, but it's really not. Where you can create whatever you want. And of course, the cocktails.
Yes.
We can't forget about the cocktails. The cocktails are amazing. There's an array of margaritas and infused cocktails.
I'm excited to say what I had. I had a margarita perfecto. which was great.
What did that have inside?
It had Espolón Blanco, dry orange curacao, fresh squeezed lime juice, agave nectar, and a Grand Marnier float. It was delicious.
I had what was called the Chupacabra. It's a spicier version.
Was it scary?
No, I don't remember what a chupacabra looks like. If it ever came at me, I'd be like, "Who are you?"
I'm a chupacabra.
But it had it was Espolón as well, I believe, in the base, and it actually had the rim was a spicy rim, a spicy sugar rim, very good, yes. And it's infused with serrano peppers.
And it was a great experience overall.
It was. Special shout out to an awesome server. Her name was Casey. And Casey said something near and dear to me and to you as well, and hit home. And it really talks about what we talk about in the show. She said that she loves what she does and she serves others. And so for me, that's invigorating to hear from a server. So you can tell from her quality of service and that she has a passion for what she does. So thank you, Casey and Barrio, for an awesome experience.
And they're at...
Merrimack Street.
In Haverhill, Massachusetts. And it is delicious. Delicious.
Thank you for being the restaurant of the week.
OMG.
Oh,
delicious.
Getting back to consistency, which is really the most important step or one of the most important steps to get to where you want to go. Billy, what do you think about when you hear the word consistency?
So some of us, you know, we start something after a week or two, you know, then we stop being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tips to, you know, not skip a day or continue on?
Oh, that's an excellent...
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, there's several layers of it, but certainly a good question, and I think we're going to dive a little deep into it so that we have an understanding of some of the things that you can do to be consistent.
Here's tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
Show up.
That's an easy one.
That's it.
Just show up.
Show up.
But like we said, don't just show up in body.
Yep.
Show up in body, mind, and soul.
That's right. You have to have a passion for what you're doing.
Exactly.
So show up with that fire. Show up with that desire.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up in consistency and you're on your way.
Absolutely.
So decide that you're going to be 1% better in all areas of your life. Listen, we say it week after week. It sounds... We're consistent with the message, though.
I think so. It's the baby step method that I encourage people who have a tough time starting. You know, the baby steps... One step at a time, 1% better. I think we had mentioned in a previous show that if you are consistent and you do things on a daily basis and you find yourself that day you're like, oh man, I'm not doing what I was supposed to be doing. It's okay because you've been consistent for 4 days. So guess what? You have the upper hand at the end of the week.
Right. And the thing is that we're going to repeat ourselves because it's consistency, but your day starts the night before, which we were just talking about with Billy. Billy, mm-hmm. Does your day start the night before?
Well, I'm working on it. So from the focus group, I've learned that from the day before, if you write down your tasks, you take it from there and you kind of be consistent.
Well, that's good. That's a good tip. I did hear that in the latest focus group. I think it was Linda Jennings. Shout out to Linda Jennings.
Shout out to Linda Jennings. She mentioned that she heard on Clubhouse the 10 before 10 method.
Okay.
Now, we always talk about the day starts the night before, but someone took it to another level and said, hey, the 10 things that you write down the night before, get them done before 10 a.m., which I was like blown away.
Yeah, that's
sometimes we write 4-6 things to do, but you're talking about 10 things and get them done before 10 a.m. Talk about working on your consistency.
And not just that, you if you do that at nighttime, you actually go to sleep with that in your mind so that the next day you wake up refreshed and focused.
That's right.
That's on those things.
Grows overnight.
I agree with that. So many times you go to bed and you're thinking, you know, a mile a minute of all the things that are happening around you. But if you give yourself that moment to say, okay, what are the things that I want to accomplish? You commit to it.
This
you stay consistent.
True. This is true. And it gives... that moment in time for the universe to work on your things overnight while you are sleeping and your subconscious mind gets to work. So, Billy, thanks for bringing that up. And shout out again to Linda Jennings for the 10 before 10. And we want to focus on the things that we want to be, right? Mm-hmm. The things that we want to do. We want to act like we're already these people. And then act like those people would act if they were doing these things daily. Did I lose you there? So
No. So it's seeing yourself in that situation and what you want to accomplish.
Right. And then apply the consistency to that.
Right.
To the person that you already see yourself being. One more, last one from the quote master of the universe. 6 months of hardcore focus and alignment can put you 5 years ahead of life. Don't underestimate the power of consistency. This from Unknown.
Back to Unknown. Was Unknown a female or a male?
You know, it's Unknown.
Interesting. I'm always enamored with the Unknown quotes.
I think the Unknown is...
Thank you, Unknown, yes. Wherever you may be. It was a good quote. Yes.
Listen, we also want to mention, while we're on the topic of consistency and we wrap this up, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. So I lied. That was the last one from Unknown.
Okay, say it again.
What you do every day matters more than what you would do once in a while.
Well, that's so true. That brings the consistency. How do you expect to accomplish the things that you want to see yourself be if you're not working on it day in and day out, that you're not focused on those things that are going to be important for you to see the growth of what you're looking to do?
This is true. And if you notice in our industry, real estate, mm-hmm. a lot of people have ramped up the videos. They've ramped up their marketing. Because right now, we know, and Will, you as the real estate master of the nation, because geez. I think you're just about on the national board now.
I've worked my way on volunteering in several, either local, you know, state or national. And of course, I think that for me, it's been an integral part of what I'm able to do. Meeting people from different places.
I'm impressed.
Allows me to be open. I mean, it allows me to be on this podcast, because otherwise before I probably would have been shied away, you know, shunned away or I'm not interested. Yeah.
No way.
I'm a shy person.
No, you're not. Well, okay. Stop lying. You're on the air. People are going to hear this. You're amazing at what you do. And we know that throughout the industry right now, inventory is low, but those are that stay consistent don't have to worry about. They're still making their own economy.
I agree. So no matter what the situation is.
Right. So it's good to see everyone out there doing photo shoots, getting their videos mm-hmm. in, just being consistent. And the key is keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, keep doing it. Keep at it.
A lot of our listeners are business owners, as we said before, and the consistency is so key, regardless of what the market dictates. If you're consistent, if your message is consistent, if the way you serve your clients is consistent, you'll never be in a situation where you'll say, hey, I'm done. I don't know what's going on.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. So the best thing that we can do is be consistent at everything. In business, be consistent with your ads, your logos, you know, everything that you do in terms of business. At home, be consistent with your relationships.
Sure.
Relationships are ruined when consistency gets thrown out the window.
That is so important. I definitely encourage people to be completely consistent. I think being consistent at home will externalize when you go out there and conduct your business or whatever you want to accomplish.
This is true. So Earl Nightingale, and I just want to throw this in there because the guy's amazing. And he's someone I listen to all the time when I'm driving around. He says, 1 hour per day of study in your chosen field is all it takes. 1 hour per day of study will put you at the top of your field within 3 years. Within 5 years, you'll be a national authority. In 7 years, you can be one of the best people in the world at what you do. And that's Earl Nightingale. And I think that's great advice on being consistent.
Thank you, Earl Nightingale.
And he also mentioned, Earl, a good deal of frustration and unhappiness could be avoided if people would just do what they know they should do. And that comes back to do your job.
We know that all too well in this area.
This
is true. So if you enjoyed this episode, just hit that subscribe button so you don't
hit
miss another
that
one.
Button.
We want to thank our sponsor today.
Pilar Darig.
Pilar Darig of
Cross Country Mortgage.
Thank you, Pilar, for sponsoring our super producer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse. And as we always say, we are over.
And
I love it.